supposes that there are some marriages that are with tears. That you would think somebody is cutting onions in the relationship. So let's dissect tonight and see how to go about it. So let's try and dissect tonight. By God's grace, I have written and published 107 books. My books are on Amazon. And there's a particular book that is titled Marriage is for Destiny. I'm going to be speaking from that book tonight. It took me 4 years to write that book. It's on Amazon. You can get your copy. Marriage is many things to many people. If you're married here, let me see your hands up. I just want to see my audience. Oh, fantastic. Okay. Oh, great. Your marriage. Marriage is many things to many people. To some people, marriage is a necessary evil. It's necessary. But it's evil as far as they are concerned. To some people, marriage is a mere social contract. Please mind my words tonight. To some people, marriage is a necessary evil. To some other people, marriage is a mere social contract to be run and guided by traditions and superstitious beliefs. A woman should only be seen, not heard. It's okay if a man commits adultery. In fact, if he impregnates somebody, the family will just come one day, early in the morning. And they will call mama, so, sit down. Somebody, something cannot become two. And you will be angry. If your husband cannot talk to you, we can talk to you. He made a mistake. And there's nobody above mistake, okay? Oh yeah, you two, kneel down. And they will carry their hand. You've been married for 15 years. The labor is too much. She will be helping you in the kitchen. Helping you to wash plates, okay? Ma ya juicy ya lie o. Odun lo se ni ko wa o. Superstitions and traditions. Superstitions and traditions. Once you get married, don't ever, as a girl, come back to this house because your room is no longer vacant. Even if the man is killing you, stay there and be praying and fasting. You are 30 and you are not yet married. You need deliverance. Every spiritual husband, come out. Rubbish. The entire universe runs on laws. When God created the planet Earth, He put laws in place as his modus operandi. And he gave us brain. Each of us has a minimum of 10 billion, I didn't say million, cells in our brains. Some have 14. So as a human being, you have between 10 and 14 billion cells in your brain. You know why? So that you will not be disturbing God. So that you can think and live your life. There are things you don't need to pray or fast about. You only need to think about it. One of the laws, there are many laws that govern the universe. One of the laws is the law of learning, the law of education. And the first characteristic of that law is repetition. You came into church this evening, you sat down. The reason you were able sit down is because you have sat down before. Repetition. The Bible is the most powerful book on earth. Everything is in the Bible. Faith cometh by hearing. Everybody, let's recite the multiplication table. 2 × 1 = 2, 2 × 2 = 4, 2 × 3 = 8. Okay, okay. Clap for yourselves. Do you know that there was a time if your teacher asked you 2 × 6, say 2 × 6. If you were in my age bracket, we will look for stones. Two like this. Two, two, two. You couldn't say 2 × 6 = 12. So the teacher had to make you sing it. Because the teacher, that's what we call unconscious competence. The teacher knew that the law of learning is characterized by repetition. So the teacher says, repeat it, start singing. And then you began to sing and sing. And today, look at you. Repetition. Everything you know to do today has been because you have repeated it. When your baby, Olori, when your baby was young and the baby was trying to walk, the baby fell down. You say, oh, you know you're going to be a king tomorrow. You know you're a prince. Don't stand up. Don't stand up. No. You encourage the child to stand because you understand that the child will be able to walk if the child walks. Repetition. The law of gravity says you jump up, you must come down. It is the law. There's no devil. Satan. Jesus said, I will not come down as I'm jumping. Lie. Whether you are a Muslim or you are a Christian. Whether you are poor. Because laws are absolute. Laws are universal. Laws are impersonal. I went into all this to say that the reason why a lot of us have beliefs, certain beliefs about marriage, is because of repetition. We've seen it modeled to us. So as I was growing up, my mother will bring water for my father to drink, and my mother will kneel down while my father will be drinking. A fellow human being kneeling down to give you water, and the water not choke you. The water not choke you. Are you the drinker? Because of culture, tradition, and superstition. So when I got married 38 years ago, I brought it into marriage. Every morning I must kneel down to greet my husband. Even when he travels, when telephone came, on the telephone, I will still kneel down to greet him. And I thought that was submission. Listen to the next statement I'm about to make. The illiterates of the 21st century are not the people that cannot read or write. They are the people that cannot unlearn. What kind of marriage has been modeled to you? Because sometimes what we see is not Bible, it is culture. A woman should submit, submit. Some will even quote Paul. Paul that was never married. If Paul were to rewrite the Bible now, there are certain things he will not put there. Because the times have changed. Hebrews chapter 1 and verse number 1. God, who at sundry times used to, this is how he does it now. Principles don't change, but methods change. And if you refuse to change, you will be chained. For the literates of the 21st century are not the people that cannot read or write, but the people that cannot unlearn and relearn. So in Africa, we define submission to favor the man because we run party are in charge of politics. So they make policies that favor patriarchs. The same men are the majority in ministry and church. So you go to some churches and they say, a woman must cover her head. Ebori, ebori, ebori. While prayer is going, why not? Did you, while prayer is going on? How did you see me that's me, ebori? The woman is nothing. I'm talking about how marriages are run. In ministry, the woman is nothing. Even in a nation like Nigeria, women are begging, give us 35%. There was nothing Hillary Clinton could have done at that time that would have made her the president of America. We run a patriarchal society. It's been on for years. It took us years and years to get here. So, it will take us years to get out. But some of us are leading a vanguard. Some men are leading a vanguard. Some women are leading a vanguard that, look, no child is inferior to another. No child. And this is how we start it. When a woman gives birth, the first question is, what did he born? What did she born? When you ask me that silly question, I always reply, Omo. Kilobi. Shide. And then we move on. As the children begin to grow and your baby boy falls down and is crying, and they begin to say, Kilo Shia, why are you crying like a girl? Remember the law of learning, repetition. Repetition. So the child hears it over and over and over again and says, okay, a man is not supposed to cry. A man is supposed to bottle everything in. Even if his wife is abusing him, he must not talk. He must not cry. And the last time somebody went to the police to report, the police were just laughing. Your wife, they beat you. You see our society. And then as we grow, we begin to concentrate on the girl child. When you sit down, close your legs. Don't wear any provocative dress. You must know how to cook. When your mother-in-law comes, this is how you do. You must give your husband sex. You must do this. Even me, I preach it. Who preaches to the male child? Who prepares the male child for marriage? So, the male child grows up. He notices that daddy or the male figure is always in charge in church and ministry. The male figure is always in charge in politics. The male figure is always in charge in society. And then he grows up with an entitlement mentality. It's even made worse when mummies will tell the children, if you are a girl, come to the kitchen. Come on, Ramilawa, come on, Ramilawa. While the boys are playing football. So the boy grows up, gets into marriage, looking for a cook. Are there not many boys that cannot prepare my mind? I love your reactions. Marriage without tears. I don't want to come to Obomasha, Tabernacle of Power, and then I begin to talk about the symptoms, the effects, without looking at the cause. How did we get here? Where do we need to start talking about marriage without tears? Is marriage supposed to be with tears? This is how we started it. And charity begins at home. So the child saw daddy that mommy could not confront daddy. Daddy was the lion of the tribe of their family. Daddy doles out money to his household. In fact, sometimes when daddy is upset, daddy refuses to eat. Ebini Opa.
not hungry. When he's hungry, he will go and microwave the food of yesterday. So the boy grew up seeing daddy as untouchable. Law of education. Law of learning. When rape takes place, you too, why did you go to his house at night? As if his house is a lion's den. You too, why did you wear a short dress? You too, the blame comes. It is so bad that even when a woman is being abused, you will see her making excuses for her abuser. I must be the one that provoked him. It's not like that. It's not that bad, though. He still sent us to Dubai 3 years ago. Myself and the children, we went. If you grow up as a young boy, and you think paying school fees, sending your children and your wife to the abroad, buying business class tickets, is all that responsibility in marriage entails. Wake up, you are dreaming, because now women can pay school fees. Now women can buy their own tickets. Now women can go to the abroad. Don't write the abroad. I'm trying to demystify superstitions, tradition that we have come to believe, and we're even inserting inside the Bible because we've heard it over and over again. Some people will even say the Bible says. And you see authority figures committing this crime. Wedding day. The Bible reading for this wedding is Ephesians chapter 5, beginning from verse 22. Excuse me, sir, what about verse 21? What about verse 21? The little mathematics that I know, 21 precedes 22. How come there is only 22 you always start from? Submitting one to another in the fear of God. Just trying to help you trace it. The African culture in particular, where a man can marry as many wives as possible, and they all go to the farm, they all labor, including the man, and when they are returning, the man holds only one useless cutlass with which he's driving away imaginary flies and greeting people that do not require his greetings, while the woman carries loads with pregnancy, and then she gets home to run to the kitchen again, while the man sits beside or before a transistor radio. You see, this is why we have tears in marriage. For the Bible says, if the foundation be destroyed, it can be reduced. I have good news for you. Because even in building technology now, you can go and Google it. There is a technology now that can go to the foundation of your house and repair it. In fact, they did one recently, I think in maybe Australia or Russia. They lifted the building, put it somewhere, repaired the foundation, and brought the building back. Oh, you don't believe that? Listen, some people are already thinking how to put swimming pool inside the plane. Some people are already thinking how to put football field on the plane. And I believe them. Because 30 years ago, who could have told us that we will have our offices on our palm? And then you will press something. Send. What is send? I may not read. New Australia. Palm. Years ago, it was always a queue at Nitel. I will be shouting, Sigila! That's why some of us still shout on the phone. Because we are so used to shouting. your mother or your grandmother used to take from your grandfather. And now you say, she's not submitting. Submission, Bible submission is not slavery. Bible submission is not subjugation. It is strength put under control. I am heavy. I'm a multimillionaire. I'm anointed. You are heavy. You are a multimillionaire. You are anointed. I choose to allow you to be in charge, because every plane has a pilot, but every plane also has a co-pilot. No husband knows everything. No wife knows everything. It's about synergy. You don't want tears. Your wife knows better about money. Let her manage it. Your husband knows better. There are things I don't even dabble into because it's just not my area. It's just natural for my husband to handle it in the marriage. There are things my husband doesn't even bother about. He knows I will fix it. It's about the synergy. You don't want tears. Stay on your lane. And allow your spouse to shine. To some people, marriage is an organized forum for childbearing and child rearing. They don't want to be giving birth everywhere, so say, let's get married. Organized forum for childbearing and child rearing. The woman is a baby factory machine. That's it. In Africa, the wife is like a glorified slave. So in the core African culture, there is no marriage. In the Western world, marriage is like a business. For better, for stay, for whatever, for me. Forget about what you see in movies. Make believe. That's not their real life. Some of them are in their seventh marriage. So, don't be deceived. It's not everything you see on social media that you should believe. Of course, you know. So marriage is neither Western nor African. Marriage is a gift of God. And the blessings of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow. Tear that we're talking about here is not the joyful tear, God just did me well. No, it is tear that comes out of pain. God did not intend that. That's Proverbs 10:22. God did not intend that we will have sorrow in our marriages. Therefore, if we are not going to have sorrow and tears, I want to share a few things with the singles, and then I'll wrap it up with the marriage. I'm a marriage counselor. It will shock you the kind of things that bring tears to marriages. This is how it starts. When you get married, you move from endurance to patience. What's the third one? Perseverance. There is no relationship, there is no human relationship on earth where your Christianity will be tried like the institution of marriage. Sometimes you wake up and say, with what that happened yesterday, we're still married. Because it's two people coming together from different backgrounds. There are things you will outgrow. There are things you will pray about. There are things you will manage. There are weaknesses that God will never remove. And it is not, this is not blasphemy. God will only give you grace and wisdom to manage it. When God called Moses, he said, I'm a stammerer. Read the Bible. God never healed him. say, it's my weakness. So let's balance this new. I'm talking about human connection. I'm talking about things that you need to mature and grow, you know, and outgrow. So please, before you go into marriage, this is what happens. When we talk about marriage without tears, and I said, there's no marriage without tears. We have tears of joy now. But we also have some tears. It's just that as you begin to grow in grace, the tears reduce. You are no longer a cry baby. Every little thing you cry. You too, you now grow, you mature. And you get together and say, I'm a better jack, but you will thank God, though. You know? It's marriage. Because proximity, the fact that in my village they say, the person you sleep beside, you will roll over. So, as Reverend is there now, no matter what he does, he cannot step on me because there's no proximity. When you get married, you have invited someone officially to invade your privacy. I mean invade. So you can't complain. Every marriage that will succeed or that will fail will go through 7 stages. Divorce is the final stage. They are talking about divorce. That's the final stage. Before divorce, a lot has gone into it. There's what we call reality stage. Huh? So you snore like this. Madam, with all your makeup, so your pants is like this. When reality will show. Are we on the same page? Those of us that are married, marriage is a privilege. It's a great honor. It's a blessing from God. It's a gift of God. And you can choose to enjoy your marriage. Your marriage can never be exactly like another person's marriage. Build your own. Invest time in your marriage. Love is just a feeling. Don't marry just because of love. It's a feeling. And like any emotion, it degenerates with time. Particularly if it is not invested into. So, we keep investing into our marriages. So, my husband keeps telling me, I love you, before he drops the phone. It's intentional. We keep putting in effort. At that point, it is friendship that sustains the marriage. So, if you marry someone that is not your friend, so make sure you build friendship in marriage. You will need it in the evening of your life. When generator starts packing up. When you can no longer have sex every day. Even if you want to. Your physical body will tell you, calm down. It is friendship that sustains marriage at that time. And it doesn't, because winners are only declared in the ring. They are not made in the ring. This is the time to start building the friendship if you're in marriage. I've been married 38 years, so if there's someone you need to listen to, I'm here. I'm telling you what is real. Start building the friendship now. You cannot just be in the living room as a married couple. 5 years of marriage, 2 years of marriage, 1 year of marriage, 13 years of marriage, and then one is sitting there and the other one is sitting here. And the man is busy watching Arsenal and Barca. And he's screaming, what are you doing, madam? Come close to him. Pillow your head on his chest. Man disturbing me. Disturb where? In your mind, at the back of your mind, you are building friendship. Out of sight is out of mind. So, you are both watching. I had to, by force, be watching football. I had to, by force, be watching my husband as he plays table tennis. I can't really play. Maybe I can only serve. But if you are playing with my husband and I'm there, I will so much distract you, you will lose. Because I'm trying to pass a message across to my husband that I believe in you. hey, Richard, come on, hey, you know, and all that. And when you serve, I say, Igbo, in Jesus' name, you know. Just to register my presence in his hobby. Marriage is hard work. Do not allow in-laws coming between you. As a man, be the man indeed when it comes to handling your family. Particularly in this part of the world where the woman is not supposed to talk back at the in-law. Be the one that will defend your wife. That's the reason why your right hand was free on your wedding day. With your left hand, the left ventricle close to your heart, you held your wife. But with the right hand, you're supposed to defend her. Man up! In-laws have destroyed too many marriages. And they bring tears. Tears of frustration. So these marriages, let's stop it. That woman will feel loved, feel appreciated. Marriage takes its toll on a woman. And you don't want to add adultery to it. One woman said to me that two of her sisters lived with her. And as we speak, the two of them have children for the husband. Even as I speak to you, I'm in pains on her behalf. You don't commend your wife, but you commend everybody in church. You commend everybody in the office. This is your hair. This is your hair. And you don't do that for your wife at all. Because familiarity breeds contempt. Just like a guest speaker is always more anointed than the pastor. Is it not your pastor that nurses you and stands beside you at the hospital? I'm done now. I'm on my way. Is it not your pastor that will stand? Will you call me? Do you even have my number? Is it not your pastor that labors over you? When the guest speaker comes and says, "For God so loved the world." Yeah! When the guest speaker says, "Nonsense." Yeah! Preach! Marriages today that are in tears perpetually because of what they are attacking. Heaven is replying. They are attacking. And the people they are attacking are doing good to them. He that repairs evil for good, evil shall not depart from his house. It's in the Bible. And you still see this people and say, "We bless God for you. We thank God for you." As a couple, let's begin to take note of this. As I close today, Jesus Christ is the center of history. If you allow him in your life or in your home, it will shock you how the times of tears will be reducing. If you let him be your Lord and your Savior. Marriage is sweet depending on the cutlery you use to eat it. From today, be intentional about how you live your marital life. I bless all of you in the name of Jesus Christ. You will not marry your enemies. Your children will not marry their enemies. And they will not marry your enemies. The Lord will bless you and do you good. And be gracious to you. If there's any marriage going through storm, we command peace be still. Every frustration, we command you to keep quiet in the name of Jesus. Wisdom to build. Finances to build. Health to build. May heaven release to you in the name of Jesus. You are blessed as you go out. Blessed as you come in. Waiting on the Lord for the blessing of the womb. This year you will laugh. year you will rejoice. I bless this ministry in the name of Jesus. Step to the next level. The name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Everybody shout hallelujah.